the Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. We welcome back a fine guest from MoveOn.org. He's our friend, Michael Crawford. Michael, welcome back, man.
Hey, how are you? Good to be here.
Good, sir. Are you still alive in your brackets? Did you do a March Madness bracket this year?
Okay, I am going to severely disappoint you. I am not a big sports fan. Like, so my, I guess that's one way of saying that my bracket is perfect, because I did see it on Twitter over the weekend that lots of people's brackets were falling apart because of unexpected results.
Michael, I don't have the same affinity for sports I once did. You know, it's like politics has become my blood sport. So let's talk about that. We share an affinity for politics, sir. First and foremost, MoveOn.org, what is the organization's take on this new $1.9 trillion stimulus bill? Obviously, it took a lot of machinations to get from here to there, and there was some sausage making, and it wasn't always pretty. But how do you think Joe Biden and his colleagues over in the House and the Senate did, sir?
Yeah, the sausage making on Capitol Hill is never pretty. I used to live in D.C., so I know firsthand. So look, the American Recovery Act was incredibly important, and it's incredibly beneficial to the American people, right? It's getting money into the hands of people. Lots of people, you can see it all over social media, are getting their stimulus checks. The New York Times had a recent story about STEMIs, which is the slang term a lot of people are using for the stimulus check. It helps to lift like millions and millions of kids out of poverty. The Recovery Act is an important step. And yes, it did. There were a lot of machinations that had to go into getting it passed. But the Biden-Harris administration did a fantastic job. And it's worth noting that I don't think any Republican voted for the bill. In fact, they all voted against putting money into the pockets of struggling American families.
Well, Mike,
it's a shame for them.
I've joked that this bill is full of liberal wishes and conservative tears, but let's talk about a few of the liberal wishes. I mean, just because it has passed doesn't mean that a lot of these programs are yet implemented. Michael, for those that may not pay as close attention as you do, tell them what the struggle for implementation might look like.
So look, I think one thing that we often forget is that the Biden-Harris administration has been in office for 2 months. So literally 2 months they've been in office, and they've already been able to pass the $1.9 trillion Recovery Act. I saw recently that over 1 million doses of COVID vaccines have been given out. So they're doing a lot. I think the challenge comes in is that it's always difficult to move forward big, ambitious programs like this. So, and the fact that it's one of the largest stimulus bills in our country's history shows both the importance and the scale of it, and also shows that, it's going to take a little bit of time to move some things around and to get things really moving, which is why I think it's also important that we are actively encouraging the Democrats to move forward and to continue to support like ambitious pieces of legislation that are going to make the country better. And it also means that we need to be calling out Republicans who are siding with the wealthy against the American people as we try to get things like, I think the next thing that's coming up is gonna be focused around infrastructure, et cetera. Reports are that that's also gonna be an extremely ambitious bill, but one that's much needed. I mean, all you have to do is pretty much look around your neighborhood and you can see that there are infrastructure problems and things that need to be fixed. And now that the Recovery Act is passed, we need to push for full implementation of that. And we also need to push for passage of ambitious infrastructure legislation.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our fine guest, Michael Crawford from MoveOn.org. Michael, you talked about no votes for the current stimulus bill, no Republican votes anyways. And we've already seen Republican AGs start rolling out the lawsuits, already starting to attack the viability of this piece of legislation. Perhaps unsurprising in light of what they did with Barack Obama's ACA. But, you know, effectively, do you think their lawsuits have teeth, and will it undermine the greater stimulus bill, sir?
So Republican I haven't seen the Republican lawsuits, so I can't comment on whether or not they're going to undermine the legislation. But I will say that while Republicans in Congress and, you know, some of the state attorney generals are opposed to the law, because it's now a law, it's no longer just a bill, it's a law. What we've seen is that it actually has bipartisan support among the American people. So a large number of Republicans are supporting the law, and as well as a large number of Democrats. So while, Republican elected officials are playing the usual politics where they are just like the opposition and say no to absolutely everything, what we have seen is that the Republicans on the ground, Republican people, you know, some of whom we may have in our families or who may be our friends, a lot of them are actually supporting the law.
Michael, you talk about the ambitious infrastructure bill, and we've seen first reporting, and I have not dug in yet, but the price tag is enormous, sir. $3 trillion, at least the initial proposal from the Biden administration. Now, do you think that's a aim high and hope for what you get sort of a proposition at this point? I mean, $3 trillion, you know, wouldn't we settle for $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion? I mean, $3 trillion starting to seem like a lot of money immediately after this $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, sir.
Well, why not build back bolder, right? There have been decades and decades of failure, largely because of Republican opposition, to invest in American infrastructure. We know that across the country, bridges are falling apart. We saw the trouble with the electrical grid in Texas and Mississippi and some other states, you know, because of the extremely cold weather. I don't think there's a problem with thinking big, right? Like, we're America. We think big. We are huge, imaginative, ambitious people. And what we need are huge, imaginative, ambitious programs that actually help the American people. And so when I look around and I see, you know, the numbers and the scale of the projects that are being talked about, it actually makes me prouder to be an American, because I know that we are capable of big, important, ambitious kind of things when we put our minds to it.
My understanding is there is a group of 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, and we all know to pass anything in a meaningful fashion through the U.S. Senate, you got to overcome the 50 plus 10. So there are 20 senators, 10 of which are Republicans, acting like they would like to find points of compromise. So, Michael, I guess I'm going to ask you, sir, to speculate. Can the Democrats bring Republicans along on infrastructure? I mean, you know, there are Republican districts that have bridges in them and roads and highways and all those sort of things. And if you look at this current makeup of the American system, you know, the metros are centralized in no small part because they are the hubs of employment. But if this pandemic has taught us anything, if you have at least virtual infrastructure, you could work from anywhere. You don't have to be in the big city any longer. Don't you think that could potentially be to the benefit of some red states?
Well, I think it's important to remind Republican members of Congress that they have bridges and roads and internet needs in their districts. I think that what is possible is what we've seen when for example, Barack Obama was in office, Republicans talking about wanting to compromise, and then in the end, they just vote against the legislation. So I think it's going to be potentially difficult to get Republican support for bills that are things that the Biden-Harris administration actually want. And it'll be a lot like Senator Susan Collins from Maine, right? She's always concerned, but she tends to vote against Democratic legislation and side with Republican, you know, like Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump, et cetera. And so I think the important thing is that to continue to make the case to the American people, who can then make the case to members of Congress. And whether or not Republican senators will get on board, we have to find a way to get, you know, the infrastructure legislation, et cetera, passed, because it's what the American people need.
Michael, what about the topic of immigration, legal immigration, perhaps making a pathway to citizenship, making it possible for more foreign workers to come here? Again, it seems like, historically speaking, there have been some Republicans willing to compromise on the topic of immigration, as long as, you know, Fox News and Trump can't come in and crush the momentum like they did, I believe it was 17 or 18. But Michael, do you think there will be a new momentum for immigration reform? And will Republicans come along on that topic, if nothing else?
There will definitely be momentum from the Democratic side. It's, again, an open question as to whether or not Republicans will actually listen to the people who are in their districts, or if they're going to listen to Fox News and Donald Trump. Right. I mean, that's kind of the struggle for them. And I think that it's what's really clear is that we need to find a pathway to citizenship for people who want to come into the country. We need to figure out ways of welcoming people who want to become new Americans. And I think the logjam is, not necessarily expecting that there's going to be this whole range of Republicans who are going to come over and work with the Democrats on immigration, but we're going to have to figure out a way around that. And one potential thing is altering the filibuster or getting rid of it altogether.
Well, talking about getting rid of, MoveOn.org, and you guys are messaging partners. We appreciate the support. And some of your messaging has specifically targeted U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And he, of course, voted against the stimulus, didn't think the American people needed any more help, says, you know, we're getting ready for an economic boon. But Ron Johnson says lots of other crazy stuff and is not serving the constituents here in the state of Wisconsin well, at least to my opinion, sir. Do you envision that Ron Johnson will be a target in that? With a 50-50 Senate, it's very hard to get anything done, and he is perhaps the most vulnerable U.S. senator in 2022. So what's next towards Ron?
Well, you know, one way that we can make Senator Johnson's life better is to get him out of the Senate in 2022, right?
Why would he want that crummy job, right?
He would have more time to spend with his family. He can relax. He can play golf with Donald Trump. But, you know, one of the things we've seen with Senator Johnson is that he has carried the water for some of the wackiest conspiracy theories on the Republican side. I mean, we've seen him do everything from call into question the insurrection that occurred on January 6th to being opposed to efforts to mitigate climate change. He is off in his own little world. And not doing the work, as you pointed out, that is important to the people of Wisconsin. And so I think what's likely to happen is he's not going to do anything that's going to help us move forward immigration policy or move forward infrastructure policy in any way that's going to be helpful. Because I think what we've seen from him, you noted that he voted against the most recent stimulus. Like, how can you vote against putting money into the hands of Wisconsin families, right? But he did it. So I think he's likely to continue to be Ron Johnson. And we are more than happy to help him find the opportunity to spend more time with his family after 2022.
Well, Michael, he's rich. He didn't need the stimulus money. People would like to get behind MoveOn.org, support your organization. What's the best way for them to do so?
Yeah, the best way is to visit our website at MoveOn.org. There you will find tons of ways of getting involved, working across the various issues that we're working on. So please visit us at MoveOn.org.
Michael Crawford, our friend from MoveOn.org, we appreciate the partnership you've extended to us here at Devil Radio. Hope you keep it up, sir. We appreciate you coming around here on a Monday afternoon, Michael.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.
Yeah, thank you. You as well. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open for your calls. They're toll free. 844-967-2789.
I said I'm running, but it took my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight. Just might get some sleep tonight. It's not
not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.